Dr. Roland Carter, retired from the music department at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, is a distinguished composer, choral director, and avid enthusiast of African American music and spirituals. To celebrate Dr. Roland Carter's contributions to music, the music department is hosting a gala concert in celebration of his 46-year career. I spoke with Dr. Kevin Ford from the music department and former student Sarah Marzinski. Dr. Roland Carter doesn't just love music, he lives music, and especially choral works and spirituals. How much of this passion did he bring to the UTC music department?
He brings a strong notoriety to the music department and a strong sense of competent musicianship as well as compositional qualities. I think from that standpoint, you have a very strong teacher in that person. But even more so, I mean, his arrangements are some of the staples in choral literature now, so much so that I remember one of the space shuttle wake-up songs a few years ago was his arrangement of Lift Every Voice and Sing. He's a fairly well-known national figure. He's been on the National Endowment for the Arts panels several times and well thought of.
One of his passions was the African-American spiritual music. That is what he's probably best known for. His participation in national organizations dedicated to the preservation of that music, and a lot of his arrangements fall in those lines. Did he also bring that to the campus?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. I had a class with him, a choral arranging class, and in the middle of it, we spent a week looking at African-American spirituals, and he could have talked for the whole semester on that. So it was neat to see his passion and his interest in that. And so now whenever I pick up a spiritual and I say, oh, that's Chester Harrison, I'm like, oh, I know who that is. You know, so I think that that's an interesting thing that he brought and I didn't get in any other classes that I was in.
The gala event that is coming up, it's a tribute and also a salute as well as a goodbye. What can we look forward to at the gala event?
There's UTC choruses there. All of the men's chorus, the chamber singers, and the Chattanooga singers will be there. So a good UTC presence. And the Chattanooga Choral Society for the Preservation of African American Song will be there as well. So that's a group that Professor Carter founded. And so they'll be there. And Hampton Chorus and Morehouse College will both be there. And a great soloist will be there too. So it's just going to be a really good music. If you're into spirituals or into music, I think it'll be a good event to be at.
The soloist for the Roland Carter Gala Concert is Gail Robinson Oturu, professor at Austin Peay State University and internationally acclaimed soprano. We're talking predominantly choral groups here. There's not going to be a lot of instrumentation except maybe an accompanying piano.
Yes, but there'll be a brass choir that's going to be playing the finale, Lift Every Voice and Sing. We had designed this so that Lift Every Voice and Sing would be the last piece, and that would be the finale, and we've talked him into conducting that. But then all of the choruses will be combined, so there'll be quite a few singers. There should be probably over 200 singers, so it would be a little hard to balance that with a piano. He had done a brass arrangement in the past, and I asked him about that, and then I didn't hear from him for several weeks, and I contacted him again, and he was in the process of rewriting the whole thing. So we now have the parts, but we'll have a brass choir for the final event, and that'll be made up of UTC students.
Where and when is this happening?
First Baptist Church, Golden Gateway, and it's on April 19th. The concert starts at 7:30, and the doors will open probably at 6:30.
It's a ticketed concert. They're going back and forth whether how to do it right now, because the proceeds of the concert are also going to be to establish a scholarship in Roland Carter's name. They haven't decided if they're going to ticket it or just take up collection at the door. The committee that's doing that should know this week about which direction they want to go with that.
If you want to donate to that fund separate from the concert, how would you do so?
There's a website that's being set up through the music department where they can go to a link. The website is about this concert and the event, and on that link will be a link to the development page for those people who can't make it to the concert but want to be a part of the scholarship. So there'll be a process to do that.
We have students from three different colleges, some coming up from Georgia. It was a predominantly African-American university that Roland has worked with several times in their choral department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Morehouse Glee Club is a storied organization. They're quite well-known, and they're coming up for this. But also, Roland spent a considerable amount of time since his undergraduate days. He went to Hampton University. Soon after graduating, they hired him back as their director. And so he was the director of the Hampton University Choir, which is one of the main music programs in the historically black college and university organizations. It was the music department founded by Nathaniel Dett, and it's quite a historic program. He was their choral director for several decades. When I called them about this, their indication was not that we want to be involved, but we cannot not be involved. They absolutely were on board from the very beginning.
The Roland Carter Gala Concert will be Friday, April 19th at the First Baptist Church at 401 Gateway Avenue in Chattanooga, beginning at 7:30 p.m. The concert will feature the UTC choral ensembles and visiting choral groups from Hampton University and Morehouse College. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org for more details on the concert. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.